This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Sandesh Seth, the CEO of Actinium Pharmaceuticals, which is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing targeted radiotherapies to deliver cancer-killing radiation with cellular-level precision to treat patients with high unmet needs. And Mr. Seth, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. I appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today as well, Mr. Seth. So for starters, what is unique about Actinium's radiotherapy approach? Let's start there.
Absolutely. So I think what's unique about us is we are on the cusp of filing with the FDA a drug candidate that can save the lives of thousands of people who currently pass away in about 2 or 3 months. These people are afflicted by one of the deadliest forms of cancer known to man, acute myeloid leukemia. These are people that have active disease, and they don't have very long to live, 2 to 3 months on average, if they can't access this life-saving procedure called a bone marrow transplant. Now, the reason they can't do that is they need to be in remission. They can't have the disease, and then they need to get their diseased bone marrow wiped out. So they need a combination of drugs first to put the disease into remission, which impairs them physically. And then they need to get the bone marrow wiped out, which again is an assault on the patient. And as a result, they're just too weak to stomach the immune challenge of getting a new bone marrow from a donor. As a result, they're not candidates for this life-saving procedure and they die. What Iomab-B does is it does two things in one. It eliminates the need for a drug, and it eliminates the need for these conditioning agents that wipe out a bone marrow, wipe out the diseased bone marrow. It does two things in one. It kills the disease and it wipes out the bone marrow. It does it very quickly compared to conventional means of giving the patient drugs and then these conditioning regimens. And what we've shown in our clinical trial is we can get the patient there in about half the time, which is very, very important if you have 2 to 3 months to live. Importantly, equally, is everybody who got Iomab was able to get to a bone marrow transplant. And over time, and again, this is one of the worst cancers in terms of genetic mutations, we were able to show that patients that were able to achieve the primary endpoint of being disease-free for 6 months, a large percentage of them, 60% of those, went on to be cured, which is quite miraculous. And the ones where the drug worked, perhaps not to the level of a cure, it provided a good quality of life during, and it extended their survival compared to the control arm. So very, very important. I think that's what differentiates us from the other radiopharmaceutical companies out there who are much earlier stage, many of them at the laboratory or experimental level. We also have a second product candidate, again, for these very sick elderly relapsed refractory AML patients that we're working on in close collaboration with the NCI or the government, and they're going to be sponsoring, based on this extension of survival that we've seen now as a therapeutic, to fund the company and to fund large-scale clinical trials. So very, very exciting pipeline there for us that differentiates us, I believe.
Certainly a very, very positive report. Really appreciate what you're doing in the space, and again, we really are thankful for your joining us here today to give us an update here. Now, tell us about Iomab-B and its target population and how it will affect the patient journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned before, you know, Iomab-B essentially does, it takes this targeting agent that is capable of locking on to diseased cells and bone marrow cells, and we combine it with an isotope, a radiation isotope, and in effect, what we are developing there at the cellular level, at even smaller than the cellular level, is a nuclear bomb, right? So we basically nuclear bomb cancer. We wipe out the AML cells, we wipe out the diseased bone marrow, and we're able to clear out the, the bone marrow niches in the spinal cord and in the other areas of the body. so that the new bone marrow cells can come in and take hold and take over the function of the bone marrow, which is really the factory, right, that produces our immune system, our blood system, and takes over all of the vital functions. So this is a very safe, because it's so targeted, the patient doesn't feel bad compared to chemotherapy or other targeted therapies. You don't see the hair loss. You don't see, you know, the very bad diarrhea, the vomiting. There's no life-threatening side effects. We are four times less than the control arm in terms of sepsis or other, you know, horrible side effects like neutropenia, mucositis, and the like. So this is a very precise way of nuking cancer. And that's what IMRB does. And then it provides less failure of bone marrow transplant. And in effect, what it does is it takes these patients who are not transplantable today because they have no treatment options and 2 to 3 months to live. It renders them transplantable and it gives them a shot at being cured.
Yeah, and that's certainly what it's all about right there. Now, Actimab A is also in AML. How is it different from Iomab B, and what's the approach here as well?
Yeah, so, you know, AML tends to be a disease of the elderly. The average age is about 67, two-thirds of the population is about 55. And the current treatment journey is give the patient a therapy, try to put them into remission, and then always, always, you know, according to their cancer treatment guidelines, try to get them to a transplant, right? So you can do this in for the patients that are fit, right? Because one-third of the population is below 55. And, you know, about half the patients are fit enough to take a very precise targeting therapy like Iomab, which targets something different on the cancer cells called CD33. It uses a different isotope than Iomab, which uses iodine-131. This uses actinium-225. And what we're able to do in these fit, healthy patients that are 18 to 55 is put the disease into remission. And indeed, what we've shown is patients that have failed every other drug, including this drug called venetoclax, what we were able to do is extend survival in patients that have these horrible genetic mutations like TP53, or that where the disease just couldn't be wiped out with regular drugs, that are 2, 3, 4, 5 lines of therapy. Actimab in combination with this chemo regimen called CLAG-M in a very mutation-rich disease, because of Actimab's mechanism of action, where it doesn't care what mutation it is, right? Radiation will just go in and destroy anything, right? If you now you want to target it very carefully, which is what we do with Actimab, what we were able to do is extend survival very meaningfully. You know, 1 year survival was about 50%, and then 2 year survival, I'm alluding again to this cure rate, was about 33% compared to these venetoclax failures, you know, where they live 2 to 3 months. So again, as a therapeutic, and Iomab is to clean up the bone marrow. So, you know, it's not unrealistic to to imagine at some point these drugs could be used in a somewhat complementary fashion.
Again, we're speaking with Mr. Sandesh Seth, the CEO of Actinium Pharmaceuticals, which is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing targeted radiotherapies to deliver cancer-killing radiation with cellular-level precision to treat patients with high unmet needs. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I'm sure listeners would like to know what's next in the pipeline. Anything you'd like to make us aware of?
Absolutely, Eric. So, you know, Actinium was the first company, you know, fancy pedigree, right? Really formed by scientists from Sloan Kettering. Iomab came from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center, 3 Nobel Prizes to its name. We have about 200 patents that cover our technology, our pipeline, our products. So, you know, arguably one of the broadest portfolio of intellectual property among radiopharmaceutical companies, period. Right, we're very proud of that achievement. And what we are doing in combination with other partners like Astellas, with Aveo, LG Life Sciences, is we're looking at solid tumors. We have several programs that, you know, we are kind of secret, so we don't really talk about them. What we have shown, though, and one that is less secret, we have published on this at SITC and other very prestigious medical scientific societies, is our HER3 program that we are developing in combination with LG Life Sciences / Aveo Oncology. And that, you know, is squarely aimed at several solid tumors, you know, including ovarian, non-small cell lung, and then a couple others that we'll go public with next year. So we're very, very excited for this program. We have several other targets that, in addition to what we are working on with our partners in solid tumor, we're working on them that are our own proprietary radioligands. So very, very diversified. You know, the clinical pipeline is in terms of hematology, and the R&D stage is focused on solid tumors. I do also want to point out another program that's very, very exciting. So as we all know, you know, CAR T and gene therapies, they're going to be the wave of the future. Well, these patients run into the same kind of problems in terms of receiving the CAR T or receiving the gene therapy, because they need to get chemo in order to clear space to take these new cells into their body so that these miraculous therapies can go to work. And what's the problem again? Chemotherapy. That's where we have our low-dose version of Iomab called the Iomab ACT program that we are testing in combination with, in collaboration with Sloan Kettering and the NIH in CAR T. And, you know, so we're really at the forefront of innovation, addressing major medical needs across the pipeline, whether it's preclinical, early clinical, or late stage clinical.
And thanks for letting us know what's in the pipeline. That certainly is some good stuff right there. Lastly, tell me what upcoming catalyst one should expect in the second half of this year, 2023.
Yes. So, you know, as I look at the company and, you know, I think about the story that we have developing, and I think, oh, boy, you know, we're not even in chapter one, right? So what we're looking at for between now and the end of the year is to file that BLA with the FDA so that we can get Iomab approved and get it into the hands of these patients that need this drug next year. We're looking at real clarity after we go with the NCI and the major cancer society, the, you know, the ECOG, East Coast Collaborative Oncology Group, to the FDA and get clarity on that pivotal trial pathway for Actimab A. And then we're looking at further milestones and proof of concept for the Iomab ACT program, and then revealing some of our path-breaking, groundbreaking research to support these programs, but also the new programs. So chock-a-block with lots of milestones for the second half to set the foundation for a stellar 2024 and beyond.
Sandesh, once again, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information or stay up to date on Actinium Pharmaceuticals online, where is the best place to do so?
Yes, I would direct them to our website. It's www.actiniumpharma.com, actiniumpharma.com.
And of course, listeners, it goes without saying that this link also will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Seth, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having us, Eric. Very pleased to be able to get this to your listeners and spread awareness of these wonderful drugs that they're developing.
Well, you're more than welcome. Certainly has been our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Sandesh Seth, the CEO of Actinium Pharmaceuticals, which is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing targeted radiotherapies to deliver cancer-killing radiation with cellular-level precision to treat patients with high unmet needs. And for all the details, visit actiniumpharma.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.